And I'd like to welcome to the studio. We're going to talk Mud Bowl. We've got Jason Vino, Joe Monza, and Tommy Wagner all participating in this year's Mud Bowl. How we doing, gentlemen?
Doing great. How you doing?
Pretty good. You guys are going to get pumped now. This is Mud Bowl. Yeah. Everybody's sleeping right now, but we're all right. We're gonna survive the morning here. You guys have a lot of events coming up, a lot of festivities. That's one thing about Mud Bowl. It's not just about the football is the fun part of it, but it's a community effort. Everybody getting together. Jason, let's talk about the kickoff party tomorrow night of McGrath's and a lot going on.
Yeah, we have the kickoff party tomorrow night at McGrath's. People get together at Horse Feathers around 7 and then McGrath's around 8:30, 9 o'clock, and then we'll kick off into Friday, and the game start at 9 o'clock in the morning on Friday. Yep. And it's the women's tournament starting off with the Mud Maids and the Mermuds, and Sarah Baker's put together two full teams and then probably a partial of another team, so there'll be four women's teams kicking off the tournament,
which is great. And that's well, I know there was women involved last year, but that's kind of new to Mud Bowl, is with the getting the girls involved.
Yeah, we're really trying to make it the Mud Dogs have brought a woman from the Mass Flag League. One of their teams is a women's team from the Mass Flag League, so that'll be I'm sure a pretty competitive team as well. So there'll be four teams.
Awesome.
And so they'll play two games on Friday, one Saturday right after the parade, and their championship will be 3 o'clock on Sunday before the men's championship game.
Very cool. And that's of course all happening at Hog Coliseum over in North Conway Village, and then and again it's all weekend long. That's Friday through Sunday, with the kickoff party kicking off tomorrow night over at McGrath's. And looks like there'll be a little bit of a pub crawl going on too, and basically all the restaurants here involved.
Yeah, there'll be a pub crawl Friday night after the games. The games end around 4:35. The pub crawl will start around 7 o'clock, and we'll be hitting Delaney's and Tuckerman's Tavern, and the O Club will be tomorrow night, Friday night. And you know, they'll be doing a pub crawl all around town.
Yeah.
Horse Feathers, always kind of the center of.
I was going to say, and Saturday night's kind of the pinnacle moment when it comes to for that, because there's a big quilt that's being raffled off, all types of great raffles and giveaways.
Saturday morning, before the parade, Horse Feathers opens up about 9 a.m. The Miller Lite girls will be there, and they'll be going down to the field after that. And then Saturday night after the games, there will be a quilt that's going to be raffled off that was made by an Amish woman, and of old shirts from past Mud Bowl, and it's the really, really neat quilt.
Yeah, very cool. Yeah, it's awesome. There's photos that you can check out.
Oh, absolutely.
On Facebook and everything else. And is that the best way to keep up on up-to-date things on Mud Bowl is Facebook? I know there's a few websites.
Yeah, you got the North Conway Community Center.org, and then, on Facebook, mudbowl.org.
Right.
And, that's probably the two best ways.
All right. When it comes to the teams now, I know you guys over here, you got Joe with you. You guys are the Crocs. And then we have Tommy Wagner here. He's representing the Hogs, right?
Absolutely.
You guys are the champions, if I'm not mistaken.
We were the champions 2 years ago.
2 years ago.
Mass Mud has won it last year. So we're hoping to get back there.
All righty.
Tommy and Hogs.
Yeah. As well are we.
The Hogs kick it off. They're the first guys game on Friday at 9:40, playing the Things, another local team.
Yeah. Because that is part of the fun, obviously, Tommy, right? It's the rivalry of it all, the community effort to get behind. And we have plenty of teams to choose from when it comes to the Valley.
Now, there's a lot of local talent, and it's been good to expand over the years to get everybody involved that wanted to play. And if it would have just been the Hogs, because now the Crocs are in their 10th year, a lot of these guys playing now for the Hogs and the Things probably wouldn't be able to play. So
right.
The expansion was well needed.
Right. And it's a great spectator sport. That is what it's all about when it comes to Mud Bowl, is watching you guys get down and dirty and seeing how it all happens. Let's talk ticket prices, because it's a couple deals that people can take advantage of.
Yeah, you have the daily tickets are $6, ages 14 plus, $4 for ages 6 to 13. There's a family pass, which is $15 per day for two adults and two kids.
Mm-hmm.
And the three-day tickets are $15. So it's really, really reasonable, and the prices have stayed the same for a long time. We're trying to make it, you know, affordable for all the families and just people that want to come out and have a good time.
Including a giant raffle that comes on. You guys give away a $500 prize.
We give away $500 for 2 days, and you don't have to be there to win. So
yeah.
We do it on Saturday and Sunday. And it's the ticket stub, so
which is great. And then obviously Mud Bowl, again, we're talking about that community effort. It's a fundraiser too for the North Conway Community Center.
The fundraisers for the main beneficiaries, the community center, also the Vaughn Learning Center and the RSVP. And then you also have some other local charities if you win the parade that you can pick for your parade money. I think we are going to do the Jimmy Fund this year in Camden Bailey's name. So there's different things that can be done, and it's really just an awesome event. And
it is,
you know, it allows us to act like little kids, get in the mud and play. Whereas if it wasn't for charities and stuff like that, I'm not sure that
I don't think people would look at it the same way.
That's right. And we have the parade. I want to mention the parade.
I was just going to say, you mentioned the parade, and that's happening Saturday morning at 10 a.m. And the theme this year is video games.
So this
is where you guys kind of have your creativity gets to spark a little bit. And they got costumes and a little bit of a skit that gets performed. Explain that for people that haven't checked it out yet.
Well, we'll give away a few of them. But it starts at the John Fuller and ends in front of the train station where the skits take place. And the Hogs will be doing Pac-Man. So I think everybody, for the most part, knows what Pac-Man is.
Mm-hmm.
The Crocs will be doing Duck Hunt, another old classic.
Yeah.
And I know the Dogs are doing Madden. So there's just a few of them. So there'll be some really interesting skits and probably some really neat costumes. So it should be a great time.
Which is all in the fun. Check out full details. Again, you can follow Mud Bowl on Facebook. NorthConwayCommunityCenter.org, too, is also a great place to get all of the details. And again, it's Go Crocs, Hogs, Mud Things, Mermuds, the Mud Maids. Should be a lot of fun. It's going to be a great one. And it's all weekend long, too. That's the best part. People come for the whole time. Or if you just want to go one of the days, as long as we're giving back to the community, and that's what it should be all about. Right, Joe? Joe's been silent this whole time.
Absolutely.
Excellent. Well, guys, thank you so much for coming in. Again, that's Jason Vino. We got Joe Monza and Tommy Wagner, all for Mud Bowl. Check it out this weekend, and we'll keep you up to date on our Facebook page as well. And all the details will be posted at conwaymagic.com. Thanks, guys, for coming in.
Thank you.
Thanks very much.
Hi, Mom.
Oh, yes. Make sure you say your mother actually texted in, wanted audio of last year's audio. So give her a better shout-out than that.
Wow, give her
a shout-out. Say hi to Lenore.
Hi, Mom.
There we go. All right, fair enough. All right, guys, thanks for coming in. It's the Magic Morning Show on Magic 104.
Thanks for waking up with the Magic Morning Show.